Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 267. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
I'm good.
Good. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Is your brain a little mashed potatoes over there?
Yeah.
Lack of sleep.
I'm fading.
I understand.
You work your butt off.
But you'll bring it. I understand.
You have those long days and long drives, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Mission Impossible every day. Make sure you get there, do your job, come home safely.
We're counting on you, though, Nate.
I'm here.
We appreciate it. We understand, too. All right. Let's get right to it, since our man Nate's fading, and I'm kind of fading, too. What are we talking about, Sean?
This is your pick.
It is
La Recoleta Cemetery. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
La Recoleta.
Yeah. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
La Recoleta.
Recollect.
Do you have a foundation?
I do. It is in Buenos Aires. It's widely considered one of the most haunted locations in the world. Of course it is. With legends and paranormal reports spanning nearly two centuries. Visitors and staff frequently claim to experience spectral apparitions, unchilled areas in summer, strange sounds and shadowy figures moving between the ornate mausoleums. It is a city of the dead. We have talked about, let's see, what was the one in Scotland? I always remember Edinburgh, but it's not. Oh, Glasgow. Remember the city of the dead there? Mm-hmm. It was the Glasgow necropolis. So that was the last time we talked about a city of the dead, but this one is in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, this one was founded in 1822.
Mm. Yeah.
Features more than 4,500 above-ground vaults laid out in a grid pattern resembling a tiny city.
Yeah.
Of the spans 14 acres.
Wow.
Not small by any means.
No.
Right. Yeah, it's I don't even know how I came across this, to be honest with you. I don't
it's
remember.
Beautiful is what it is. I've never seen it before. I don't believe I've ever heard of it. I've seen places like this, but it says it sits proudly within Buenos Aires. It is built as if it is a city within itself, with main walkways splitting off into smaller arterial paths that lead visitors around the city blocks lined with towering mausoleums. It was built in 1822, like you said, as the first official cemetery for Buenos Aires. Over the years, the Recoleta Cemetery grew to massive proportions, containing over 6,000 graves displayed in beautifully ornate tombs. While the cemetery is a beautiful place of interest to tourists, it also boasts some chilling ghost stories and haunted legends, which is what we love.
We do.
Would you spend the night there? I think I already would.
No, not a cemetery.
No?
Nah, I mean, I mean, what the condition?
I know, like, it's going to be terrible.
We're going to sleep on
it. I'm going to pull this rock up.
Yeah,
out
I know,
here.
Exactly. I mean, sleep on this angel statue. Idea. Yeah,
terrible.
In the arms of an angel.
So, I got a story here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an investigator. Sounds like it. So, they say once there was a teenage girl named Rufina. Wow, this is going to be hard to say. Cambaceres. Mm-hmm. Who suffered from a type of epilepsy that could render her unconscious for hours at a time. On an evening in 1902, while preparing to go out with her mother, Rufina had a seizure. Many hours later, it appeared that she had finally died, and this was confirmed by at least two doctors. Rufina was laid to rest in La Recoleta. As the weeks went by, there were rumors of strange noises coming from Rufina's tomb, and cemetery workers found the lid to her coffin slightly ajar. And it says in parentheses, are your hair standing on end yet? When they finally decided to investigate, they discovered scratch marks on the inside of the coffin lid on her face. Apparently, she had come to panicked and tried to claw her way out. When she couldn't escape, she finally succumbed to a heart attack. Ugh. Poor Rufina's mother was so overcome with guilt and grief that she laid her to rest in a fabulous new tomb, a stunningly elegant example of the Art Nouveau style of the period. At the door of the tomb stands a marble statue of Rufina. She's standing outside with her hand on the latch because her mother wanted her never to feel trapped again.
That is really sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Very sad. So, long time ago, too. What'd I say? 1902.
Yeah,
they say that you can find unexpected cold spots, disembodied voices, and the feeling of being watched when you're around her tomb.
Oh, Rufina?
I would say an overwhelming sense of sadness.
And there's the story of David Alino, a cemetery caretaker who toiled there for decades before acquiring his own plot. Local legend has it that Alino ordered a statue of himself wearing his work uniform and keys. And after viewing the completed sculpture, he killed himself. As his restless soul goes on rounds among the graves he previously tended, visitors and security guards say they hear the jingling of his keys reverberating over the cemetery in the early morning hours. This story illustrates how the actual story or actual history of the cemetery interacts with spooky legend to produce stories that survive through several generations of witnesses.
Yeah.
It has a lady in white. Can you?
No, are you not shocked? A lady in white.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No. I don't think we've heard that in a while.
We could say cream. I don't know.
Lady in white?
On the eerie streets encircling the illustrious cemetery, Argentinian tales of the spectral figure known as La Dama de Blanco, or Lady in White, remain firmly etched in the minds of residents and ghost aficionados. Her spectral charm is considered remarkable, and her tale a chilling reminder of the mingling between life, death, and the supernatural. Says the legend of the Lady in White originated from a haunting encounter experienced by an unsuspecting young man near the Recoleta Cemetery. One chilly night, he offered his jacket as a chivalric gesture to a lady who seemed visibly cold. Unbeknownst to him, he was trying to assist a spectral doomed to haunt the streets of Buenos Aires. It says after the chance meeting and exchange of pleasantries, the young man returned the following day to retrieve his borrowed jacket from the lady's residence. Instead of a warm welcome, he was met with an unexpected revelation. The lady he had innocently interacted with was not of the living, but a tragic soul caught in perpetual haunting. Seeing his jacket preciously placed over her tombstone in Recoleta Cemetery, the reality of his eerie interaction finally dawned on him.
Man,
that's scary.
They've done some
scientific research here too, saying that scientific studies of alleged hauntings imply that environmental variables influencing human perception are the source of many ghostly experiences. Some allegedly haunted sites have reported infrasound, low frequency sound waves below human hearing, which can cause discomfort, anxiety, and even hallucinations. The stone buildings and subterranean chambers of Recoleta might one day produce such auditory abnormalities. Fluctuations of electromagnetic fields could also happen naturally in the graveyard. Owing to subsurface water supplies, electrical systems, and perhaps geological elements. Some studies have connected such to paranormal events. These scientific theories provide different interpretations for events that could otherwise be ascribed to supernatural reasons.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I hear stone tape theory in there.
Yeah. No, that's...
I did.
Very plausible.
I saw a little bit more on that lady in white that they think it was the ghost of Luz Maria Garcia Veloso. That's a mouthful. A 15-year-old girl who tragically succumbed to leukemia in the year of 1925. Her untimely demise added a new iconic specter to the ghostly tales from the cemetery. Through the decades, different interpretations of her mysterious tale have found their way into local folklore, despite various iterations involving seduction and perplexing disappearances. The integral element of her tale has always remained the presence and encounter with the spectral, or her spectral presence. Her fascinating tale even found its place in artworks and films, sealing her narrative into Buenos Aires cultural heritage. The haunting yet enchanting legend of the Lady in White signifies a compelling blend of the cemetery's historical past and its spectral present, leaving an indelible mark in Argentina's paranormal tapestry. I like that. Hmm. So yeah, there's more to that story.
We didn't talk about the first lady, did we?
Mm-mm. No, so, just the second.
Second.
Oh, it's a, we're getting onto the third, right?
So this says, I don't know if it's so much paranormal, but it's an interesting story. Without a doubt, the most sought-after resident of La Recoleta is the most famous first lady in Argentine history, arguably one of the most famous in world history, the illustrious Eva Perón. However, she did not come to La Recoleta quietly. After undergoing an emergency hysterectomy, a partial lobotomy, and chemotherapy, the first in Argentina, she succumbed to cervical cancer in 1952 and sent her nation into a mourning the likes of which have rarely been seen. Wow, she went through a lot. Her embalmed corpse then began an unpredictably strange journey, first being displayed in her former office for 2 years before a military coup deposed her husband and left her remains to the whims of a new government. The body disappeared from the world for 16 years before it was revealed that she'd been secretly buried in Milan, Italy. Her damaged corpse, exhumed in 1971, flew to Spain, where it spent a few years in Juan Perón's his dining room. Juan and his third wife, Isabel, returned to Argentina to become president again and vice president, respectively. Eva's body stayed behind in Spain until Juan died in office in 1974, when Isabel Perón, the new president, had her flown back to Argentina to be with her dead husband. Only then did the Argentine government finally place her in La Recoleta a full 22 years after her passing. That is a lot.
It is a lot. Do you remember the movie with Madonna, this Don't Cry for Me, Argentina?
I did not watch that.
Ava. Yeah.
But that's crazy. But man, she went through a lot. That's a lot of illnesses.
Did we talk about Liliana Crociati's tragic death and haunting?
Nope.
Adding to the macabre allure of Recoleta Cemetery is the tragic tale of Liliana, I'll just say. Yeah. Her sudden demise during her honeymoon remains embedded in the annals of Buenos Aires haunted histories. Her tomb is a chilling reconstruction of her personal space, a bedroom complete with a bronze statue of herself and her beloved pet dog. This replication of earthly attachments in the face of untimely death lends a palpable melancholia to her resting place. It's the perceived air of unresolved business that often contributes to the pool of eerie encounters reported within the cemetery grounds. So she must have died on her honeymoon.
Hmm.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful crypt, but sad. Hmm. It says, through these somber narratives, Recoleta Cemetery manages to blur the thin veil between life, death, and the ethereal afterlife. Stories of personal tragedy and spectral activities continue to fuel the intrigue around this iconic necropolis and its haunted aura. City of the dead, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this place has a lot. Not going on here.
We've talked about it. If we were ghosts.
I mean, I'd love to check it out, but no, I'm not.
If we were ghosts and we were haunting, we would be the tricksters, right? And the jokies. Right? That way. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm like you, Nate Payton. I don't want to repeat. We didn't talk about the Gravedigger, did we?
No, I don't think
so. The Gravedigger's Eternal Vigil. David Aleno's ghost. Not too bad. David Aleno. His story is one of the infamous supernatural stories at Recoleta Cemetery, stands as a testament to the paranormal activity that lingers within its boundaries. After devoting 3 decades to grave digging, his destiny was gruesomely sealed within the very same grounds he once tended to. Fulfilling his ultimate wish, Alano commissioned his own statue as a sentinel over his grave, tragically ending his life shortly afterward. Rumor has it that the disconcerting sounds of Alano's keys jangling fills the cemetery at the break of dawn, underscoring the haunting presence this gravedigger has left behind. The spectral activity is one of the many ghostly experiences associated with Recoleta Cemetery.
That makes me think of Dave Matthews, a grave digger. Dig my grave. Jingling of the jingling of the keys. That's pretty scary.
That would be a chilling sound. So, anything else we got on La Recoleta?
There's a lot of cats there.
Are there a lot of cats?
Haunted cats?
Hundreds of cats. Sorry,
putty tats.
Yeah.
How many?
Hundreds of cats live among the graves, sleeping on the warm marble slabs.
Living, breathing cats. Yep. Oh, that makes more sense.
Slipping into crypts and watching tourists with a cool feline disdain.
Scare the crap out of you. You're next.
Locals feed them and caretakers look after them. They're so much a part of the cemetery that it's hard to imagine Recoleta without them. But there's the spooky part. Some believe the cats are guardians of the souls resting there. On my last visit, I watched a ginger tabby follow someone or something invisible across the path. Eyes fixed on an empty space. Maybe a spirit. Maybe just a butterfly. In Recoleta, it's sometimes hard to tell the difference.
Did you guys say anything or see anything about a mysterious watchman?
No.
It says, different burial ground laborers have revealed seeing the ghost of an old individual wearing a controller's uniform watching the cemetery around evening time. Notwithstanding, when drawn near, he disseminates like a ghost. Some recognize he was a previous burial ground guardian who stays joined to his responsibility even in time everlasting. Guests have remained late. Let's see. Guests who have remained late, case to have, case to have seen shadow, whatever that means, shadowy figures moving between the burial chambers once in a while, muttering obscure words, Paranormal experts have recorded peculiar EVPs in various regions of the graveyard, getting upsetting mutterings and voices. So we got a watchman. That's kind of cool.
Got a grave digger and a watchman.
Yeah.
And a lady in white.
What more do you need?
Yeah. It's got it all.
Eva.
Argentina's legendary heavyweight boxer known as the Wild Bull of the Pampas. His name's Luis Angel Firpo. His claim to fame was knocking Jack Dempsey out of the ring in 1923.
How many casts does he have? at least 20 of the cats.
His tomb features a towering bronze statue of himself in his boxing robe.
There you go.
Interesting. Yeah, I did see that, but I didn't read it all. Yeah, it's I think it'd be a very cool place to visit and check out.
It's beautiful. And some of these tombs are just wild and amazing.
Yeah, it's really
very
cool.
Ornate. Very elaborate. Anything else we have on La Recoleta?
We're going there.
We end it here.
We're getting buried there.
Yeah, we're going to Buenos Aires.
I don't know about getting buried there. Maybe grab a cat while we're there. Who knows?
We'll fly down on Buenos Aires.
El Gato. Here goes.
Airline.
Yeah. There you go.
I already know what I'm doing. I'm having, when I go, they're just going to throw me on the burn pile at the, at the church property. We have a huge burn pile. And yeah, because I want to be cremated anyway. So just make me a crispy critter.
Does anybody else smell creepy?
I don't know it. Throw me on the burn pile. That's what Dan, always says. Just throw me on the burn pile. It's okay. All right. Well, that's it. I mean, that was good. Lots of cool stories.
Excelente, right?
Yeah, excelente.
However they say it in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Well, let's get out of here, and then Nate's the man to help us out.
Heck yeah. If you're missing a cat, it's probably there. And that's a wrap.
That's the only bad thing about it. I'm not a cat guy.
You're not a cat. I don't El gato. No, thank you.
I'm not crazy about the cats.
No bueno.
No cat.
Don't love Brooklyn hear you say that. She loves
no
cats.
No felinos.
I asked Brooklyn, I said, how many cats? Because Harrison wants to have a dog and he wants a bulldog.
Good boy.
Yep. And then, and I, she's like, and he's like, Brooklyn wants a cat. And he goes, Brooklyn wants a lot of cats. And I said, how many cats you want? She goes, I don't even know how many. And I'm like, here we go.
No,
crazy cat lady. No. Exactly. Yes. That's going to be her.
Well, I don't even know why God didn't create cats.
Why? Gotta have something that catches the mice.
I guess.
I love them. I have to say,
I love the mice.
I love the motor, though.
Although they poop a lot.
I have a lot of patients that have their cats, and they'll just sit there, and you know, and the nice ones that let me pet them, and it's just. I love to hear the motor, so it's calming.
No, that's not.
No, not so much.
Only my buddy Jeff's I can tolerate because they don't like get up in it. You know, mm-hmm. No, I'm a dog guy. All right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 267 and our discussion on La Recoleta Cemetery. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.